This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. These are tough times in the performing arts. Theaters are closed, concert halls are closed, and for a very specific set of artists, even the streets are kind of closed. Buskers, as street performers are called over in London, have seen tourist numbers plummet during this pandemic, and the whole country's just entered its second lockdown. But the buskers are peeved for another reason. The local government in London's West End is planning to limit street entertainment because, it says, buskers are noisy and sometimes dangerous. From London Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
In a piazza in Covent Garden, a trendy shopping precinct in London's West End, busker Pete Kolofsky limbers up for his act. Pete used to work for a circus. Now he earns his living on the street, juggling knives and performing other similar routines.
This is my bed of nails. The bottom section is about 900 six-inch nails. I lie down on the bottom set and then place the second set spikes down upon my bare chest.
He could soon face an unexpected occupational hazard. His bed of nails, his knives, his bullwhip and fire-eating equipment could be deemed illegal under the proposed new regulations.
Me personally, that'd be the end of the line. As they want to remove, like, ban so-called dangerous props, that's almost my entire show.
It's not just the knife jugglers and fire eaters like Pete who'd be hit by the new rules. Even conventional musicians like folk singer David Fisher could be affected by other provisions in the council plan. He says it sounds the death knell for the London busker.
So this is going to put hundreds of people out of a job.
Under the plan, there will be only 25 busking sites allowed in the whole of the West End.
There's simply not enough room for all these buskers in the West End to keep to these pitches and to abide by the stringent conditions that the council have decided to set for them.
Also under the plan, buskers will have to be licensed and have $2.5 million worth of public liability insurance in case they injure passers-by. But isn't the local council at least right to be worried about public safety, especially where circus-type buskers are involved? This is the sound of Mark Rothman, who used to perform in Covent Garden, juggling three operating chainsaws. A bit on the dangerous side, Mark?
Yeah, I don't want to give the game away, but the blade didn't have any teeth on it. It was a chain, a smooth chain. So, yeah, you couldn't really cut anything with it.
And he says the knife juggler's knives are blunt, and thanks to weight distribution, the bed of nails is nothing like as perilous as it looks.
What we do isn't dangerous, although it does have to look dangerous, otherwise you can't get a crowd. Now the council are banning anything that looks dangerous, which is insane.
In a statement, the council said, "We're not banning busking, but we deal with around 1,800 complaints a year over excessive noise and overcrowding caused by street entertainment. We simply want to strike the right balance." But the visitors and residents I met in Covent Garden, among them Lisa Bailey, Edward Hughes and Elizabeth Wright, all sided with the buskers against the council.
Don't get me going. Haven't they got enough important things to do than worrying about busking? And talking about overcrowding, it's just ridiculous. It brings people into the city and it's what cities are all about.
I think it should be allowed to go on as it is. You know, it brings life to the city.
It's just a bit of fun. And obviously they make a bit of a living out of it. I don't think it necessarily needs to be restricted.
With the UK once again in lockdown, the buskers are already bracing for another big hit to their earnings. But they fear if the council crackdown goes ahead, street entertainment in this city will wane and their earnings will never recover. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.